Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShane. Yes, this is Fun Friday, and we're going to have a good time. I'd like to start off and say Happy Mother's Day early to all the mothers out there and all the mothers-to-be and all of us out here who no longer have their mothers physically with them. You know, Sunday is going to be a great day for celebration. And before we get started here, I'm going to tell you about the wildflowers. This is your word for the day because we like to share and care here. We're waking up with Linda McShane. You know, wildflowers are neither vain nor hearty, neither jealous or servile, living in accords with their own unique mission, characterizing the principles of equality of cherry, peach, plum, and dancing blossoms. They neither envy other flowers nor belittle themselves. They take pride in their individuality, knowing that each is a flower with a bloom like no other. Even the prettiest and the most delicate wildflowers are by no means weak. They may seem fragile, but they are strong, unperturbed by rain or wind. So that's what we're going to be out here. We're going to be wildflowers. We're going to care and share and love one another, use our big hearts, and give much, much love. You know, Aunt G is celebrating her birthday, and I can tell you she has probably turned that tear on her head about 5 times. But before we check in, if she gets in, we're going to love to have her here. She's going to give us some ABCs and food for thought. But let's speak about our mothers here. You know, when I was a little girl, my mother loved the blues. She danced the blues, and I danced side by side with her. So when I came to California, I had an opportunity to travel with a blues band, a very prominent blues band. And they were just ecstatic out there because they could not figure out how this young lady at this age, and I was young, could dance the blues. You know, it takes a special kind of person to dance the blues. So I'm going to give tribute to my mother because each morning I get up. She's no longer with me. She passed away in 2008, but I can tell you this, spiritually, they don't go anywhere because when I'm getting ready to act up and do that dance without any music, show that other side of me, I can hear her voice whispering in my ear saying, I did not teach you that. So I give praise to her every day for allowing her blood to flow through my veins to give me courage, determination, never give up attitude, and continue no matter what and never be defeated. So I'm going to play this for my mom, and then we're going to get rolling here. Give me a minute.
At all. Hard luck is
Yeah, we love that blues. See, I've been dancing the blues since I was 4 years old, standing side by side in that mirror with my mommy. And she loved her blues. I've traveled on the road with them. So I just wanted to pay a special hello to her to let her know that her baby girl still got it. And I have a lot of friends that are blues musicians. And one night we were just doing all blues or we'll do an all jazz. But moving right along, we're going to say happy birthday to Aunt G. I'm going to sing this song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Aunt G, is that tiara sitting straight on your head? How you doing?
You know it's cocked to the side. Girl, it has been a long, long, let me tell you. You only can turn so many ages so many times, but, you know, I my second, third going around and around again. I can long go stand up and celebrate with my friends and family. I tell you, that's the best thing I look forward to each and every year. And I thank you for that beautiful song, because it's a wonderful honor to, you know, be able to receive that song. And I appreciate that, because life is a celebration, truly is. Sometimes we forget. But it truly is, and all the triumphs that you've gotten through and over, yet to achieve, you know, birthdays and celebrating oneself is truly a blessing. It's also an honor. It's also a victory. You know, you're winning when you can make it one whole year to get the opportunity to celebrate yourself. So thank you, and I thank all of the hearts and all the family and all the everybody that else is celebrating. You know, the Duchess' son was born on my birthday, so
okay.
Yes. So we share a birthday together. So there's royalty, you know, there. And, of course, you know,
of
it
course.
Came from my royalty, of course, because I, you
of
know,
course.
I'm head of the court.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
Yes, yeah. So
I
want to thank you.
I know you having a good time. I said, I know she has changed that tiara about 10 times on her head, because she's going to have that tiara on now. She is going to be the queen. You can count on that. I said, I wasn't sure if you had put down that champagne glass or quit eating them strawberries, and but it was okay. I wasn't going
to
be mad at you, because birthdays are very important.
I'm going to go right back in. I'm going to go right back in.
I
had to pause for the call because I love my peeps.
I understand.
And I adore
you. Appreciate
you. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So
now,
briefly,
you know,
uh-huh.
Also, go ahead. You go ahead.
No, you said you were going to give us a little bit of ABCs and some food for thought, and we're not going to hold you here too long, because I had already planned to have music for the mothers, you know. So, you know, I'll just take your time, go on in, and when you get ready to cut out, we just say continue the party, okay?
Okay, yeah, because there definitely is quite a bit that's going on, that's been going on, that definitely want to get down to and share. I'm going to finish off with the, start off with the alphabet. We left off with J.
Yes.
J for Just Do It.
Just Do It.
Just
okay.
Do It is amazing encouragement, because, you know, when we always want a second thought, you know, second to think our goals and our triumphs and our things that, you know, a good thing. You know, you want second, I don't know if I want to do that. I don't know. Anything good, positive, and uplifting, just do it. And you'll feel better. Just do it. And you'll see that you can achieve it. And don't allow yourself to get that second thought, that negative thing that, you know, since the depression and, of course, right now in the times we're living in, you know, just do it. Do it. If it's positive, you'll be supported. You'll be a leader in doing something that brings brightness and happiness to someone, including yourself, because we always find ourselves, you know, overthinking things. I know I have in the past. You know, it's just do it. You know, just, you know that Ms. Johnson's, you know, got about, you know, a bunch of kids and miles, and, you know, you out and might could get an extra bag of oranges. Yeah. Go on, just do it. Get an extra bag of oranges. Knock on the door and tell you left it at the door for her. You know, just do it. It's just really been very inspirational to me to stop second guessing myself, because as a young lady growing up, second guessing, and I was always most of the time disappointed from that second guess when the first mind really was the better choice. And so I'm encouraging everyone, if they can, do so, and if you need to get around those who can help you, just do it. And Kay, keep trying. No matter how hard it seems, it will get easier. It is self-explanatory, especially perfect for the timing that we're going through right now in our lives. You know, no matter what, keep trying, keep communicating, keep being creative, keep challenging yourselves to recreate yourselves. It is frustrating. Yes, it is very frustrating. You know, it's just like a pimple. You're just annoying. You want to pop it. You know, but you know, you might want to just let it work out on its own. And while it's doing its thing, you know, get your mind on other things. You know, other positive projects. You know, if you've already cleaned out your house and cleaned out your garage, help somebody else. Say, hey, you stay in the house, I'll do your garage today. You know, hey, you stay in the house, I'll go and take your trash out. You know, you could do things to help burn off your positive energy for the positivity of somebody else that might have difficulties doing those things. Just offer, hey, go to the grocery store. You see somebody, you know, say, hey, excuse me, you know, can you just step back? I'll walk behind you with your groceries, and I'll take them to your car for you. I can put them in the trunk. You just get in safely. And just keep that safe distancing from others, but that doesn't mean you can't be kind or try to do something. You offer, just offer. Even though I got it, that still feels good because you put out that thought, and maybe somebody else was listening, and they was wondering what. You know what? I could do something. You know, I could try to help. You know, you see somebody struggling with their kids. Now you got to be selective now, because you know. People don't want you touching on nothing now, you know, kids especially, because, you know, it's that safe distancing. However, you know, hey, I may can't touch your little bad butt, but hey, you need to stop doing that. You better be listening to your parents or whoever you with. You don't want to deal with me, do you? You know, you got to, you know, send out that love at a distance, you know, help those challenged children that's frustrated as well to, you know, snap into the good thing and go, oh, you know, I'm tripping. Okay, sorry, you know. So, definitely, you know, keep trying no matter what and how hard it may seem. You know, get your dreams out there and write those, get those dream boards up, get those ideas down. You know, teach yourself how to crochet. Go online and teach you a new newsome. You know, if you don't know how to, you're not a good reader, well, you could just start, you know, pick up a book and just start reading aloud, you know, little by little, one page, two pages, you know, try to do something that's going to get your mind to do something other than nothing that's going to make you get idle time and make you just get more and more frustrated and then make you be like, well, dang, and then start doing trouble-like things or things that if you not thinking not right, you know, you thinking, oh, okay, you know, just because everybody want to hurry up and get, you know, back into the swag of things, I can guarantee you now, it's not going to be a long line, you know, running back out there. And if it is, you know, it shouldn't be, because we should definitely slow our roll and take your time, you know, go at your pace. What's comfortable to you. Yes, it is stressful when you need money and make money and pay things off, but communicate with your bill collectors, communicate with yourself, and safety is more important than a few dollars here and there. Safety first.
Definitely.
So that's definitely what I wanted to put in the minds of those inquiring ones and loved ones out there, and also for our wonderful mothers that are out there. Now, let me clarify this. For all puns intended, mothers and the definition, the purpose for the mothers and the wonderful things that mothers represent and what they do, we know sometimes doesn't go across the board. You know, we have struggling mothers, both mentally struggling mothers, financially and physically struggling mothers, and but they're still mothers struggling to find their way. So the words that I came about to illustrate what mother means to me and my mother and mothers who mothered me when my mother had to work hard at her job and so forth. And even to this day, I respect highly my mothers, my surrogate aunties, my grandmothers and so forth as well. M means many things, memorable things, you know, that our mothers are going to put on our present mind. Things to always remember. Oh, outstanding. Mothers are very outstanding because no matter what, if it wasn't for them pushing you out their womb or carrying you safely, you would not be here. So no matter the situation, they are outstanding. Thoughtful and tough. They're very thoughtful, and they have to be tough to protect you and support you and be creative. Being a mother, you have to be very creative. So definitely got to take the tough punches with the soft punches. So I thank my mothers for that. Honest. They're very, very honest because they're your first example of what honesty is and the importance of it. And teaching you and try to set you the same example. Again, you know, we have people that we have leaders. Wonderful, positive leaders. We have also other kind of leaders. Leaders. We want to focus on those honest, first, forthright, and thoughtful leaders. And hopefully your mother is just like mine, a good, honest, and hardworking leader. E, extraordinary everywhere. They're in every way and everything, they're extraordinary. Because their faults are their triumphs because they're improving to be better persons, to be a better example for you, for to protect you from making those same mistakes or the ones that they predict or see. And even though sometimes we don't want to see their foresight, mothers have good foresight, even aunties. And sometimes we're trying to love on our youth and protect them and prevent them from making those mistakes. They want to show you an extraordinary and wonderful in ways to avoid those things. So look up to your mothers and suck their brains out for a little bit more insight on what to do. Your surrogate mothers, those who mothers are no longer with us, we always can gravitate and say, hey, you know, I want to ask you a mother question and tap in on that motherly side of that person. And are they always ready, rough and rosy? Mothers are very, very rough, ready and rosy, because they're going to give you those rosy moments, those rosy hugs, those rosy kisses, snuggle bugs. They're going to be there when you're sick. They're going to be there when you're upset. They're going to be there when you're frustrated. Do their best to make your steps as soft and perfect as possible. So those warriors out there, mothers, thank you. Thank you very much for your contributing to the scholars in the world, leaders in the world, for not giving up and supporting the youth of today, tomorrow, and giving your best foot forward at all times in the best way that you can in a given set that we are in. So hold your heads up and celebrate, because celebrate my birthday. You celebrate, you know, you celebrate you being, you know, an honoree, and respect is all the way around the board.
You know, and that's beautiful that you said, because mothers definitely are extraordinary, and they do set the example, even the ones that, you know, whatever they do or whatever they have to go through, they are doing the best that they can do. Because I don't care where you come from, what type of background, every woman wants her child to be happy, you know, and yes. Because that's just a mother's love. And at times they might not, you know, be able to do what we think they should have done. But as we grow into right. adults, we reflect back on that and we understand. Like I said, my mother sits on my shoulder, and I cannot physically see her, but spiritually, she's here. And I want to interject and tell the youth, you know, we strive to make them feel proud, whether they see us or not, because that's hard work. Mm-hmm. Just that labor, you know, parents, that 9 months of labor. So people say, well, Miss Linda, you don't have children. Oh, yes, I do. All the children in the universe belong to me. See, and all mothers and all people and all persons should have that same attitude, whether they're your child or not. You're their mother, okay? We have to take care of our youth. We have to take care of our young. As Stephanie talked about purpose and what is a mother's purpose, and just as you mentioned, being extraordinary and for protection and for safety and stuff. So, you know, I am one to say, yes, all the children of the universe belong to me, because I will jack them up, whether their mother's standing there or not. And if mama got attitude, we'll step to the side and I'll talk to her, okay? And I know that's your job. But this is what I'm mandated to do here. And, you know, oh, she's greedy and she eats too much. No, she just has a healthy appetite. You know, what we say and how we behave. Most young adults, we wasn't paying attention, but we were paying attention, because as you grow through life, it comes back to you. Like I said, my mother will wish it and say, I didn't teach you that. Just, I can hear her just
and look
as clear.
At all those, look at all the things that she put in you, the seeds that she planted inside you, how they've blossomed and groomed, and her legacy and her leadership and her beauty that is glowing through you. And no matter what, you're going forward and carrying her along with you. I really touched my heart when I saw you graduate for one of your first degrees. And you carried your mom's picture down with you to get your diploma. And,
we walked together.
To let her, exactly, you know, and that's beautiful. And just like some brides have done the same thing with their loved ones, or going down their futures with their future families that they're going through. You know, it's always beautiful, because that means you're carrying their legacy. You're carrying and moving forward with all the teachings. You're standing back and supporting all their hard work and sacrifices that they made to make your day a better way.
Well, did I ever tell you the story of that? Did I ever tell you why she walks with me? And I'll share briefly. My mother was a very brilliant woman. She was brilliant. And she passed at 91, so during that time, she couldn't go to college, and it kind of messed with her. So as I grew up, and I would, you know, as she was aging, I went to visit her, and I said, you know what, I only have a picture of my cap and gown in high school. I said, I only have a picture of you in your cap and gown in high school. I say, what you say? We walked 3 stages together. And she threw her head back and she said, I like that. So starting number 1 stage, when I stepped out the tunnel with those gold cards hanging on my neck, I said, I don't even know how to pronounce Laude. What kind of magnum? What? That meant I was working hard. Mm-hmm. But her portrait lifted and pulled me. It was her energy. I had to tell her to slow down, girl. I'm in these high heel shoes and I cannot fall out here in front of all these people on this cement. But that was number 1. So then when we went into the next university, she was there again. I said, number 2 down. I say, what you say? Let's smile and go. And I dress her up and I have her rhinestones on her frame. And the last one was at Laverne. And we had 2 celebrations there, and they have a multicultural, which is, you know, African. And she had her kente scarf over her frame, and she was ready, and I had on my hooch boots, and we stepped out. So that was sort of like a bow that I took to her, and we walked the 3 stages together. But it's a very, very excitable, strange feeling, because it's like she's stepping right there with me and pushing me and saying, you know, there's my baby girl. So it was for one bow. But the main reason for getting the higher academics is so that I could bring it back to the youth. You know, it's not about me. It's about, okay, you go get as much as you can get so that you can care and share it to continue to go. So that bow that I took to her that was sort of like my fuel, along with what my vow to the youth is to continue and go. And it was a great journey, an exciting journey. And, you know, I just want to encourage all the, that's why I tell them to keep going, because it's never too late. And I went back, I reinvented my complete life, okay, with going back to get that. Now, where it would go, that's okay, but the thing is I was determined to get it, because you never give up no matter what. And I did get a phone call from one of the universities, and they said that they wanted to use a picture of me and my mom, and if I could release it. And I told them I'm honored. So I haven't got the information.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I haven't got the information yet. But I said, yes, you can. You know, I said, and
that's
she would
beautiful.
Like that. So she wanted to. My mother's name is Jatina, but we called her Jetty.
Beautiful.
And if you know anything about the jetty in the on the beach that leads from the sand to the ocean, that's a jetty.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter how many storms, how much water, what it goes through, that jetty is going to be there when nothing else is there. So when I think of my mom, I think of that jetty in the ocean. She was very, very like a warm blanket, very quiet and very pleasant. I guess I got the loud end on the other side. But that's my mother. So we called her Jetty. And she is definitely that jetty that leads from the sand into the ocean that never, ever deteriorates. So that's my girl. So I'm so glad you brought that up, Gina. I'm glad to be able to share it with the listeners. And I'm ecstatic about the university calling me, because I just can't wait to see it. I want to see in what manner they're going to use it. But they gave me a call, and they wanted my permission to use it, and I told them most definitely. Okay, and I said, my mommy is going to be a star. Okay, so our mothers are very special, and we make them proud of us. I know I do, you know, whether they're here or not. And I tell persons that have lost their mother, don't worry about it, because when you're going through something really hard, and you sit real still. You have to be still. You must be still with no other interference. And if you sit real still, you will smell their scent. But you won't experience that until, you know, you have to go through that. But it's true. If you're still, they come to you at your moment when you need them. They're always going to be there. So here's the jetty. That's my girl, so I can't wait. She's getting ready to be a movie star in the academic circles on that. So thank you, listeners, for letting me share that about my mommy. So, Gina, are you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello?
No, I was saying thank you for letting me share that about my mommy. My music was trying to come in.
Thank you very much. You know, and I want to drop this last little note. Then, you know, I got to head on out the door. You know, they call
I know.
So I want to say, now, you know, I understand, you know, this thing with the COVID is going on a long, long time, you know. But use it to your benefit, though. You know what I'm saying? Dating is totally different now, you know. You know, you can actually really be a COVID celibate nowadays. Like, hey, you know what? I don't know if you got it. I don't know if I got it. We don't need to know together we got it. So we just going to keep it pushing, you know, keep it at a distance. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, I need to know what's in your knucklehead anyway before I decide I want to, you know, how's that called, a quarantine with your boo. That's a new thing dating now. It's called quarantining together. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, but we're going to do a video chat, see about all that, and see if we can get through that before we get to all of that. So that's good. We can do some good social distancing on that category. And then also you can use it, you know, those idiots, you know, that want to, you know, buy rate and drive you crazy a little bit every now and then, you can use it to your benefit. Hey, I'm sorry, I can't become be bothered, you know, I got to keep my distance, so you need to keep your distance from me. You need to be, you know, way on over there, because I'm going to stay way on over here, and, you know, and hey, we can agree to disagree, whatever we're going to do, you know, and you don't have to call me through the quarantine. Matter of fact, don't call me through while we're quarantining, you know, call me when all this is cleared up. You know, that's some distance we need. We need some distance on top of distance. You know, those people that need to fit that category, you can use that. You know, they just get creative. You know, you can let that know. You know, people that you don't want to be bothered with, you know, you quarantine. You know, I had to quarantine my phone. It's dirty. I couldn't call you. Why? Ugh, my phone had to be quarantined. You know, I have to shut it down. You know, you got to get creative and let these people know, you know, you're serious about surviving this crazy thing we got going around in this air. You know, and there you wear your mask and do your best to, you know, just keep your head up and keep positive and keep up with your vitamins and your nutrients and eat a little bit better. You know, less fats is good. You know, you want to drink more water so you can flush out more those impurities that we sometimes breathe in from, you know, things that's in the air or whatever. You know, want to keep more water in there to keep it coming out of us. So love y'all very much. And y'all have a safe weekend and celebrate those mothers, because without them, there would be no you to be around to celebrate. So I thank all the mothers out there for being awesome, being amazing, and you deserve to be celebrated each and every day. I'm even honored that they set one day apart, but every day is Mother's Day.
Yes, it is. And you know what, Angie? We appreciate you for coming and sharing. And I like that part about that keep distance with that quarantining. That's a good note for the young adults out there, for the old adults and everybody else. We must stay safe. And I'm not going to hold you any longer. We want you to go continue. Put that tiara on the left side now. And we will talk with you on Monday.
Okay.
All right, we love you. Thank you so much.
Love you more. You're so welcome. Bye bye.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back, God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. If I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller, I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long time. Open. I can finally breathe. Don't be mad.